It's time for the Left of Lansing Friday Short with Pat Johnston.
Here's the Friday Short for November 22nd of 2024. A recent consumer index report from the University of Michigan shows that since Election Day, Trump Republican voters have suddenly grown to be optimistic about the economy. Go figure. Oh, that is interesting, considering Joe Biden is still president and not one of Trump's policies have yet to be enacted. The report says consumer sentiment in Republican households has increased by 15% since the election. And a Pew Research survey unveiled a week after the election showed, according to the Wall Street Journal, the share of Republicans and Republican-leaning independents expressing positive views of the way things are going in the country jumped to 35%, up from 10% in October. So, as many predicted, by January 21st, Trump and his supporters will suddenly love this economy, an economy wrecked by Biden and Kamala Harris, I was told. They'll take credit for low unemployment numbers and for cooling inflation numbers that Biden, Harris, and Democrats achieved, and the corporate press will play along with the game since they've got their Trump show back on for some more episodes. But here's the depressing part, according to that same Wall Street Journal story. Some 59% of all respondents in the Pew survey said they had confidence Trump will make good decisions about the economy, compared with 55% in September. I mean, it's unbelievable that the guy who wrecked the economy in 2020 and who did everything in his power to enrich his corporate pals is viewed by nearly 60% of Americans to make good decisions about the economy. Now, look, I'm not saying the economy was perfect, far from it. And if you've been listening to my podcast episodes here since Election Day, I've been all over the lack of messaging from the Democratic Party leadership, both on the federal and state level, when it came to reaching working class Americans. And it was such a slam dunk to attack Trump on his corporatist elitist record. Look, I get there's a right-wing echo chamber that's got some serious cash from the corporate class behind it, but the reason Tim Walz's their weird strategy worked so well was because, one, it was truthful, and two, it was easy to understand. For some reason, Democratic Party consultants told Harris and Walz to stop doing that and to instead pal around with unpopular neocons like Liz Cheney. And now those consultants are laughing all the way to the bank with the millions that they made during this election, losing this election, leaving the rest of us to have to pick up all the pieces. I mean, where was the messaging to show Democrats are there for you while Trump is there for them? I mean, it was nowhere to be found, and it was right there for the taking. But Democrats swung and missed. And since the election, Trump is surrounding himself by selecting rich, out-of-touch corporatists to line his cabinet. No shock there. And speaking of out-of-touch, Delta Airlines CEO Ed Bastian said that the incoming Trump administration will be a breath of fresh air for the airline industry. You see, the industry was against Biden's rule requiring greater transparency over fees that the carriers charge their passengers. And the airline industry also opposed Biden's rule to allow an investigation into how the airlines run their frequent flyer mile packages and how they screw with the customers. But the CEO of Delta Airlines is beyond thrilled to have Trump back in office to screw with the customers again without really any oversight. So how is that a populist movement again? And where was the Democratic leadership to point all this out? Even more, a Trump-appointed federal judge this week struck down a Biden rule that guaranteed overtime pay for around 4 million Americans who didn't qualify because their salaries were below a specific threshold. But now, that judge, appointed by Trump, has struck that down, and 4 million Americans will lose their overtime. Of course, we've always known how the first Trump term brought attacks on overtime pay, on unions, and the working class. Oh, buckle up, because more of that's coming. I mean, I'll be darned. The whole MAGA is for the working people is and has always been fake. I mean, that's what makes it so maddening that Democrats didn't hammer Trump and MAGA for always being a pro-corporatist movement. Yet he's viewed as the populist by around 60% of Americans. And that really means to me that Democrats dropped the ball on trying to be too centrist, which really means corporatist, rather than pursuing a true populist progressive agenda. We can't hope and pray for the corporate media to call out Trump, as we just witnessed Joe and Mika on MSNBC kiss Trump's ring this week. It's got to be us. It's got to be progressives pushing that message and pushing out those who fight against that message within the Democratic Party. email me, leftoflansing@gmail.com. Follow me on Blue Sky. You can also find me on Facebook, Twitter, and the Gram. Please subscribe to the show on YouTube and subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcast and give it a 5-star review. Take the battle to them.